Hello.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey.
Is this a better time to speak with you?
Oh, yeah.
I just wanted to review. I don't want to take too much of your time up. When we last spoke, we spoke about the Google Guarantee option that's available for the company. And you asked me to follow up, and it's been about, I don't know, 5 weeks or so since we last spoke. So I just wanted to touch base and see where you're at with everything.
Yeah, I haven't been on there a whole lot. But yeah, has it got any more reviews?
So you're referring to like your standard Google listing?
Or what are you talking about?
So Google Guarantee was something that you actually, so you clicked in the dashboard indicating that you wanted more information on Google Guaranteed, which is Google's own pay-per-lead program.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had spoken about it very briefly, just to kind of refresh your memory. There's an upfront cost of $250 that goes to get the company background checked, and then your cost per lead is $44 with a minimum monthly budget of $574.
Okay. I'm already set up with Angie Lead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is... Google built Google Guarantee to trump all other pay-per-lead services. So with Angie's, like, you pay per lead whether or not you land the job, and the calls go to you and five other competitors. Quite a few different things included, and lots of success with the Angie program, but this one actually shows a 33% stronger closing conversion. And the leads come directly to you. You don't share them. Your lead cost doesn't fluctuate. You don't have to share the position or the lead, and you're speaking directly with the client. And if the client isn't, if it's not considered a qualified Google Guarantee call, meaning they're not requesting estimate over the phone and you give estimate over the phone, or if you don't set face-to-face appointment to give estimate face-to-face, then it's not a qualified call. You don't pay for it.
Okay. Yeah. So I've got Angie's lead shut off right now.
Mm-hmm.
Could you call me back in, like, a couple weeks? Because I don't know if I'm going to – I'd rather try something different.
Mm-hmm.
But I shut down Angie's leads.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't be able to even take on any work right now.
Okay.
But in a couple weeks, I'll be looking for work. So.
Yeah. So the thing about this is that it's not that it's not done overnight. So it's not like you sign up today and you're listed up there tomorrow. It does take the application itself. The application fee is for $250, and the application itself actually takes about 4 to 6 weeks to completely process. Sometimes it happens sooner, but the upfront cost is the one-time $250 application fee, and then after that, the minimum monthly budget of $574 is a prepaid amount that goes into like an escrow account so that the lead cost comes off of that. Now, just to make sure that you have everything, you have licensing for the business, the 24/7 heating and cooling, you have licensing for that?
Yeah. Yep.
Which license do you maintain for the company?
We've got the 609, like the EPA refrigerant license, and then mm-hmm. the master mechanics and everything.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay. Perfect. I just have to make sure, because if you don't have it, then we don't want to take your money. We only want to take it if we know it's going to work for you, you know? So,
right.
Yeah. So that once you pay the $250, then that we process the application and get it moving forward. So, like, if you want to get the application process started, Jimmy, if you can afford the $250, then this is a perfect time while you have everything else shut off, because there's not going to be any more costs associated. Once your Google Guarantee approved and we call you and we say, hey, we're ready to turn the leads on, and then you pay the minimum monthly budget to go ahead and begin turning the leads on. If you're not ready to turn the leads on at that time, then you don't have to pay the budget until you're ready to turn them on. But at that point, you're already completely approved. You're not still waiting to get the approval.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So what licenses do you need? Because she's had her EPA license for a couple of years, but she's in the middle of the master mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she should be done here in a week or two, but what license do you guys require, I guess?
Okay, so there's different licenses that can be accepted for this particular position. So let me go in and see all of the ones that are accepted. Give me just a second to figure that out. So when you say she, you don't hold the license for the company?
No, my wife does. I just work for her.
Okay, all right. That's pretty rad. Wow. Okay. That's super cool. Yeah. So you would be under her license then, so to speak.
Yep.
Okay. This system just takes a couple of minutes to upload everything. You know how these things are. They take their sweet time. So I'm just looking at everything. Okay, let me see here. So one, two, single account creation. So we can like do a mock account and go ahead and see what's going on. And then I have you in Walkerton, Indiana, 46574, right?
Yep.
Okay. And outside of HVAC, are you guys offering anything else?
No.
Okay.
No.
So no plumbing or anything like that yet, right?
That's what I'm doing right now, but I'm not licensed to do plumbing, so.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So with the Google Guarantee, the thing about it is that they do require certain licensing for different things, but we're going to go ahead and get that going as soon as the computer decides to work. How is your forest?
Oh, not too bad. Definitely had enough fireworks, that's for sure.
Are you in a section where you can light off fireworks however you want?
Well, yeah, I live on 10 acres. I blow stuff up all the time. But we went out to a couple different parties where we were in a little subdivision, and I've never seen so many fireworks.
Uh-huh.
Wild. And then we were pretty much burnt out, but we were still going to go watch at the Speedway.
And mm-hmm.
It was like a half-hour, like, professional-grade fireworks. So we definitely got our fill.
Okay. Do you have kids, too?
Yeah. Yeah, I got 4 kids.
Wow. How old are they?
I've got a baby on the way, got a 2-year-old, a 3.5-year-old, and a 4-year-old.
Oh, that's right. I think you told me about that because you guys are crazy, right?
Yeah.
And who's taking care of all the kids while you guys are out working?
No, it's just me working and then my wife, the stay-at-home mom.
Okay, but she holds the license on everything.
Yep, yep.
Okay, all right. Pretty smart. I like the way you guys think. That's cool. Yeah, so she's at home managing the business while you're out here doing all the work. Now, do you guys have any employees?
Nope.
Okay, so you're the only employee. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
It's finally working. It's just taking a second. I have to answer all these questions, like as if I'm setting up an account. So it's just taking a second here.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Yes, we agree. Oh, wow. There's not even a license requirement.
No.
Mm-mm. Just proof of insurance really? And the background check. Mm-hmm.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
In Indiana, you're supposed to have EPA license.
Okay.
And then contractor's license for doing install. But
mm-hmm.
Indiana's weird. It's like a gray area.
Yeah, you know, Texas, you don't have to have a license for anything in Texas. Like,
really?
Seriously, I talk to people in Texas all the time, and Google Guarantee, so Google, the way Google Guarantee is built is, like, they've, in Michigan, it's very weird. So they, in Michigan, they ask for certain licenses that the state doesn't even necessarily ask for. But Google asks for them. Okay?
Right.
So Google, then, because it's Google's program, they can ask for whatever they want. You know what I mean? They could say, hey, you need a license to, you know, throw a tambourine or whatever, you know, and if you don't have it, then you just don't get to be a part of their program, right? It is what it is. But with the Google guarantee, it's a step above, and I just pulled all the requirements. So it's not a requirement, but the fact that you guys do have that one license that you said, the EPA license, we do still advertise that on there, on the Google guarantee. We do still say, hey, 24/7 heating and cooling is licensed in this area. And then, like, some of those guys have their plumbing license. They have other licenses that we go ahead and put in there as well. But it's not a requirement. I have the requirements in front of me. The only requirement is the proof of insurance and the background check. So you guys can each pass a background check?
Yep.
Okay. Because what we would do is we would put her as the owner. She'd fill everything out, and then she'd put you down as the employee. And it just does a background check on the both of you, so that way you can go out and do bids and jobs without her present, because you're the one, you're the face of the company. But she's technically the owner. So it's perfectly fine. If you guys want to get this going, now is, like, the perfect time.
Right. Well, right now I don't have a whole lot of money to spend.
Okay.
If you call me back in like a week, the Falcon Water Works just showed up. I got a system to see houses.
Of course.
Right, side by side.
Okay.
Yeah, if you could call me back in a week or two, that'd be awesome.
Okay. So should I try back in a week or two? What do you think?
It's up to you.
Okay.
I would give you time if I knew, but.
Yeah. No, I understand. You go ahead and finish that job that's in front of you, and then I'll give you a call next week, and we'll see where you're at, okay?
Sounds good. I appreciate your time.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. Okay. Bye now.
Bye.
7-8. Oh.